A little-known war that racked the Pacific Northwest more than a century and a half ago is reverberating today. The conflict was the Yakima Indian War. A Yakima tribal member has been seeking descendants of the federal troops and militia who fought her ancestors in the 1850s. She and they hope to make a statement about healing, dialogue, and remembrance by coming together now. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on the personal journeys of two of these descendants.
Emily Washings was 18 years old when she was crowned Miss National Congress of American Indians. Tribal council members and elders sung a warrior song for her and then extracted a promise.
After I got a pageant title, that we want to talk to you about who Yakima women are. And I had thought, oh gosh, there's going to come cooking lessons or something.
But tribal leaders had something else, a legacy in mind.
And they said, Yakima men fought in the Yakima War. You know, I had remarked immediately, oh, I promised to carry that and to know that and to share that.
Washington spent her 20s getting established in life. She married, had three kids, started a culture and history blog. Then in her mid-30s, she returned to that promise. Washington's got an artist development grant from the Evergreen State College and made a historical video. In the process, the Toppenish resident decided she wanted to reach out to historic enemies, descendants of the soldiers and militia who fought her ancestors long ago.
Because they had talked about Yakima women being in the war and I could not find a record of that on the other side, I thought maybe I'll go and ask the descendants if they have journaled about it or know about it, or if they would consider standing by my side while I at least tell this history and account.
Since putting the word out, she's gotten in touch with eight descendants. Glenn Hamilton is one of them. He's a digital marketing director living in Everett, Washington.
So growing up, I knew that I had a great-great-grandfather, or father, my grandfather's grandfather, who'd been, in quote, Indian fighter, and that he came west as a young man from Illinois. That's the only thing that I really knew.
Hamilton was already researching his family genealogy to learn more when he heard on public radio about Washings and her quest. They corresponded first by email and then met in person this fall at historic Fort Simcoe on the Yakima Reservation. They met again when Washings lectured at the Seattle Public Library this November.
You, Glenn, is here today. If you could give a little hand wave, Glenn.
The two later posed on stage together. People in the audience pull out cameras and cell phones to snap a symbolic picture.
This whole journey with Emily and the work that she's begun in bringing together descendants of this very brutal and violent conflict to stand side by side and to remember and to be able to just look at the truths and have empathy and want to move forward together, it's had an impact across my entire family.
Both Hamilton and Washings continue to research the Yakima War. Central Washington tribes signed a treaty with the U.S. government, the Treaty of 1855, but then a short time later, an uprising when unruly prospectors and settlers trespassed on reserved lands and even committed rapes and murder. That prompted reprisals, ambushes, cavalry marches, and cannon bombardments spilled over into western Washington and Oregon at times as well.
163 years ago, there was a major military conflict that happened here in our state, and we don't even know about it.
Where to go from here with this partnership? One near-term goal is to get a retraction from the Yakima newspaper of a 1904 article that inaccurately explained how the war started. Washings is also still hunting for evidence that could corroborate the oral history within her tribe about female warriors who fought against the U.S. Army. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.